From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea posts a current account surplus for the 16th consecutive month in August on the back of a surplus in the service account. More than 2,400 new COVID-19 cases are reported amid a continued surge in infections. And a district court rules it was unfair for the military to discharge the late former Staff Sergeant Byun Hee-soo following sex reassignment surgery. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. South Korea posted a current account surplus for the 16th consecutive month in August on the back of a surplus in the service account. According to tentative data from the Central Bank of Korea on Thursday, the country's current account surplus came to $7.51 billion U.S. dollars in August. It's the 16th straight month a surplus has been logged since May last year, and the surplus grew $870 million from a year ago. The service sector posted a surplus of $1 billion in August, a turnaround from a deficit of $80 million in July. The August figure marks the second largest surplus since October 2008, when it posted $1.48 billion. The South Korean government has sold $1.3 billion in foreign exchange stabilization bonds at the second lowest rates. According to the finance ministry, the government on Thursday sold U.S. dollar-denominated bonds worth $500 million with a maturity of 10 years and five-year euro-denominated debt worth $700 million. The bonds were issued at the second lowest rates, indicating foreign investors' strong demand, while the additional interest rates for the foreign bonds are the lowest on record. Meanwhile, foreign direct investment pledges made to South Korea during the first 9 months of this year surpassed $18 billion, the second highest to be recorded to date, despite the COVID-19 pandemic. The International Monetary Fund has projected that the current inflation spike across the world will peak this autumn and stabilize by the middle of next year. In its latest World Economic Outlook released on Wednesday, the IMF said that headline inflation is projected to peak in the final months of 2021 and stabilize to pre-pandemic levels by mid-2022. The IMF report projected that sharply rising housing prices and prolonged supply shortages in advanced and developing economies and continued food price pressures and currency depreciations in emerging markets could keep inflation elevated for longer. More than 2,400 new COVID-19 cases were reported on Thursday amid a continued surge in infections. According to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Thursday, 2,427 COVID-19 cases were detected throughout Wednesday, raising the total caseload to 325,804. The daily tally jumped nearly 400 from the previous day to remain above 2,000 for the second day. The nation reported four-digit cases for the 93rd consecutive day since July 7th with no signs of a letup. Over 30% of nearly 900,000 16 and 17-year-olds have made an appointment for COVID-19 vaccines as of Thursday, or the third day of the reservation period for the age group. According to the State Vaccine Task Force, 33.2% of some 899,000 teens in the group have signed up as of 12 a.m. Thursday. Meanwhile, Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency Commissioner Chung Eun-kyung said the nation could begin transitioning into the with COVID-19 system in phases from the second week of November. With COVID-19 refers to a system in which the management focus is less on the suppression of new COVID-19 cases and more on preventing severe cases and deaths. Observers have speculated that North Korea may open its borders after keeping them shut for over a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The speculation emerged on Thursday after the World Health Organization said it began shipping COVID-19 medical supplies into the reclusive state. In a weekly monitoring report released on Friday, the WHO said it started the shipment of essential COVID-19 supplies through the Chinese port of Dalian for strategic stockpiling and further dispatch to the north. Observers believe shipments resumed late last month, given that the report was centered on details dating between September 20th and 26th.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A district court has ruled it was unfair for the military to discharge the late former Staff Sergeant Byun Hee-soo following sex reassignment surgery. The Daejeon District Court on Thursday posthumously issued the ruling for a suit filed by Byun against the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, seeking to push the military to scrap its decision to discharge her. The court assessed that it was inappropriate for the Army to discharge Byun on the grounds that the loss of male genitalia constituted a Level 3 physical disability under military law. The military discharged Byun last year after she expressed her intentions to remain on enlisted duty as a woman following her surgery while serving in the military in 2019. Byun was found dead at her residence earlier in March. More evidence has been found to support alleged upper-level involvement in the Songnam land development project as prosecutors continue to investigate. Through questioning key witnesses, prosecutors have confirmed the deletion of a phrase on restitution of surplus development gains from project documents, which is suspected to have been ordered by a senior official. Private investors reaped excessive profit from the project thanks to the removal of the phrase. Allegations have been raised within both political parties over the scandal, which took place in 2015 when leading Democratic Party presidential contender Lee Jae-myung was mayor of Songnam. Samsung Electronics ranked 7th on a list of the most desirable IT companies to work for. Universum, one of the global leaders in employer branding, said Thursday that the South Korean electronics giant placed 7th in the IT category on this year's list of the world's most attractive employers. Some 26,800 college students majoring in IT in key economies, including the U.S., China, Japan, Britain, France, and India, selected Samsung Electronics as the most attractive employer. From 2016 to last year, Universum had asked college students majoring in IT or engineering about their most preferred employers. Samsung Electronics had consistently made the top 10 list. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 51.15 points, or 1.76% on Thursday, closing the day at 2,959.46. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also gained 31.07 points, or 3.37%, to close at 953.43. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 1.9 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,190.4 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.